Lawmakers return to Concord in 3 weeks for a new legislative session. Election year sessions are typically quiet affairs, but next year could prove an exception. As NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, two topics in particular will take center stage: Medicaid expansion and the state's current opioid crisis.
The House and Senate won't reconvene until early January, but Republican leaders in both chambers identified one of their top priorities months ago: whether to continue the state's expanded Medicaid program. So far, more than 40,000 New Hampshire residents have insurance under the expansion, a major piece of the federal Affordable Care Act. New Hampshire's program is set to expire at the end of next year, but if lawmakers decide to continue the Medicaid expansion, they'll have to come up with state money to do so. Federal funding is set to drop beginning in 2017, and that is where Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says the debate lies.
You know, there's still unanswered questions. How we're going to pay for it is a big question. So that's going to take some careful consideration with different parties to make sure that there's a revenue source to pay for this that's not funded by New Hampshire taxpayers.
But while that will be a controversial issue, the state's opioid epidemic will likely be first on the State House docket. A legislative drug task force plans to fast-track bills to increase penalties for fentanyl, ramp up drug prevention efforts in school, and create a hotline for those battling addiction. Hundreds of other bills will be taken up come January as well. There's one regarding the federal Real ID program, which requires states to share certain personal information on its residents with the feds. Currently, New Hampshire is one of four states that don't participate. The same issue has been a divisive one in the past due to privacy concerns. But starting in 2020, residents without a Real ID license will have to undergo extra screenings at airports or show a passport, even for domestic flights. A bill filed by Representative Sherman Packard of Londonderry would make individual participation optional.
Instead of having to make, you know, a family of four go out and spend, you know, $600 on a passports, I mean, they can get a Real ID compliant license. If they don't want to, they don't have to. It's not anything that's mandatory. It's completely voluntary.
A few other bills this session have been influenced by national news. There's a bill to prohibit the sale and experimentation on fetuses. It's a response to controversy over Planned Parenthood's practice of taking fees from researchers for fetal tissue. There are also bills tightening the state's gun laws after a recent string of mass shootings around the country. Representative Kathy Rogers of Concord is sponsoring legislation to crack down on straw gun purchases. She also wants to require gun owners to take out liability insurance. There have been few major changes to New Hampshire's gun laws in recent years, but Rogers says she's optimistic.
Everybody agrees that the violence that's out there is not a good thing and we have to do something about it. It's just how we do it.
There is also a bill to limit voting rights to full-time state residents. Governor Maggie Hassan vetoed a similar measure earlier this year. Representative David Bates of Windham argues this change is needed to root out voter fraud.
Frankly, I think our first-in-the-nation primary is at risk. We not only have national leaders on both parties making statements that could move things away from New Hampshire. On top of that, if there's a lack of confidence in our elections, that could really hurt us as well.
And there are also some, shall we say, more obscure bills. There's one allowing alcohol to be served in hair salons, one banning bestiality, and one to change the state motto from Live Free or Die to Scenic. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.